England are not hated enemies of German football fans. The Italians, the Dutch, those are the nations that Germans would find it possible to support.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
It finished in a 2-1 victory for Liverpool against Chelsea on our live and exclusive off the ball commentary in the Premier League this afternoon. Vinnie Perth was alongside me for the game. And Vinnie, I suppose starting, well, with that opening 15 minutes for Chelsea, it was looking so good. You were kind of thinking, well, if they might score a goal here, we'll ask some real questions of this Liverpool team that started the season so well. But where did it all go wrong for the Blues?
I just think they lacked a little bit, and it's the same for both teams, probably lacked a little bit of quality in that final turn at different stages. They've obviously found a way of playing under this new manager, and there's a lot to like about it in terms of freeing up Palmer in that position. He's sort of playing in the half position in the right hand side of midfield, and that's allowing the front three stay really high and wide, and just didn't get enough ball forward to the strikers. Maniwaki was a threat all day, probably not Sancho's day, didn't go well for him. He was replaced by Neto, who gave them a real directness later on in the game. But first 15 minutes, a lot to like about them. Liverpool's press just wasn't there. Liverpool have changed their style of press. It's now sort of almost one of the midfielders with Szoboszlai joining in with the front three to really press, and Chelsea didn't break that enough, and when they did, they were a threat. And then as Liverpool sort of got into the game and grew into it, they took over, and obviously the penalty was for Salah was like it was a stonewall penalty, but that came from a bit of indecision around Chelsea's defending. And ultimately, you can be as good or as bad as you want up front, if you're not going to defend situations well, it'll come back to bite you, and that's what happened.
Don't worry, Liverpool fans, we will come to your team's performance in a moment. Let's just stick with Chelsea though, because I'll come to their defence in a moment, but I mentioned to you during the commentary that it just seemed that when they got to the final third of the pitch, they ran out of ideas, or as you said, look, Liverpool did defend well, so it was hard for them to break them down. But does it look to you like Enzo Maresca still has so much work to do because of the fact that, like, some of those players came into the club so late in the transfer window, the likes of Pedro Neto, say, for instance, who came on in the second half. But are these players still trying to get to know each other, and they haven't had a good run of training because of the international breaks to try and fix that all up?
Yeah, it's a little bit like, to be fair, you go back to Tuchel or you go back to Pochettino. What the manager has done, Maresca has done, is he injected a lot more pace into the team in terms of when it transitions to trying to, remember, he studied Klopp and Liverpool's way of playing. He spoke about, in 1 week, you watch 36 games of Liverpool and just trying to find different things. So you can see similarities of the chaos that Liverpool played with under Klopp in this Chelsea team, and it's developing. Had a couple of disappointing results already this season, but what they are trying to do is keep three players up the pitch at all times. Maybe Jackson as the striker drops in, but they are looking for pace in wide areas, and that just needs to come. Little moments, we've seen Gusto from playing left back today joining in at the back post and almost getting in on a couple of chances. So there is a rhythm starting to develop, and there's a style of play there. But as you said, they probably lack a few runners in behind and a little bit more pace, and when you play that way, you're relying on your wingers to be exceptional. Jordan Sancho was really poor today. He was disappointing, didn't get on the ball quite a lot. To be fair to Trent Alexander, defended really well against him, and they just didn't build up enough ahead of steam. And you must say Liverpool's midfield three are probably part of the reason for that. They were so tigerish, full of endeavour, won a lot of ball back and blocked those passing lines where they're trying to get Cole Palmer out in that new system, and that's why probably Liverpool ultimately deservedly won the game.
Chelsea have got a good collection of centre-backs there. Obviously, Wesley Fofana was suspended for today's game, so he didn't get the start alongside Colwill. I feel there might be some question marks over still from a defensive point of view. But Adebayo came in today. Obviously, Badiashile came off the bench. Gusto has shown that he's a good defender as well. It depends then who else you have. Mark Cucurella would be the starting left-back, you would think. But from a defensive point of view, Would you have concerns about Chelsea, do you think?
Yeah, there's a lot to like about Fofana going back to his early days in terms of he obviously picked up a cruciate knee ligament injury and has held and has stunted his growth. But you feel like him with a run of games and fitness levels, Cowell has done well at different stages. But both centre-halves looked like they were about to foul constantly in the game, and ultimately gave away one penalty, another one the VAR ruled out. There was a lot of free kicks in wide areas, and just felt like they were scrapping and holding on for dear life, and they never felt comfortable in their defending. And you look at the modern centre halves now, they always look like they're playing like in their slippers almost. It's nice and calm and relaxed, where Chelsea's two centre halves at different stages were dragging and almost forcing themselves on Liverpool players, and it just didn't look comfortable for them. But you add someone like Reece James into that back four, or they may eventually, when they have the ball, they do like to build up with a back three. Reece James is exceptional fullback as well, so a lot to like about a lot of their players. It's just, it feels like they've nearly too many to pick from. They've got to settle on a back four. You think of Liverpool and you think of Van Dijk and Kanate, and you imagine they will play vast majority of Liverpool games throughout the season. If they play well, Liverpool play well. You don't feel Chelsea have that same sort of grit and determination and cleverness in the back four.
Enzo Maresco got the Manager of the Month in the Premier League last, in the most recent month. Cole Palmer got the Player of the Month award, and he wasn't to be seen on the Anfield pitch today, really. He had a couple of little moments in that game. He had a shot on goal which wasn't on target. Do you know what happened to him today?
I have to say it wasn't a game full of quality. There was a lot of misplaced passes. You can tell so many players on both teams are away on international duty, travelled all over the world, then returned late, probably Wednesday, train Thursday if they're lucky, or recovery, and probably got one and a half sessions the manager's got in. So that played its part. It wasn't a good spectacle in many ways. But Liverpool's midfield three, I mean, there's so much talk around Liverpool needed to sign a number six. Gravenberch was exceptional today. Curtis Jones, potentially man of the match, not just his goal but his work rate. And Slabosso, who lacked quality at times, but his running power, like he closed Chelsea's goalkeeper down probably more than anyone else in the pitch from that sort of number 10 position in Liverpool's midfield. So Liverpool midfield, it's an old saying, but they won it in midfield today, and they outbattled Chelsea's. And sometimes it was just around the new shape that the managers developed. There's a little bit more control about Liverpool. They're making the pitch really narrow. They're getting people behind the ball, and Chelsea's quick counter-attacking style didn't work today because of Liverpool's style, and particularly in midfield, and a lot of blocking lanes of passing into Palmer's feet, and they couldn't get away. And it was just, in the end, it felt almost just about comfortable for Liverpool. Never felt there was an onslaught coming from this Chelsea side.
We felt that there could have been an argument for Alexander-Arnold or Curtis Jones to get the man of the match. I think Curtis Jones was awarded the official man of the match in the end, but Alexander-Arnold was great. I know you said during the game video you didn't want to keep harping on about his defensive qualities, but look, you know, there's no two ways about it. He has been criticised a lot for his lack of defensive work or inability to defend over the last few seasons. What's different this season? Is it because the way Arne Slot has the team playing, or do you feel there's a player there that maybe might have Johnny Huitinga or one of the coaches working with him on the defensive side of his game?
I think it's the setup of the team is definitely helping him. So the days under Klopp of Trent Alexander crossing the ball from the sort of right wing position to, say, Andy Robertson on the back post, I'm not saying they're gone, you'll still see that at different stages, but that isn't what he wants. He wants the team to almost, like, they've got the two centre halves and then they've got three, as in the right back, left back, and Gravenberch sitting in midfield. So he's still coming into midfield and making them passes, but that experiment of playing as almost a central midfielder for Liverpool seems to be over. He's still coming in, but it's more on the right hand side of that midfield where he's still in his natural position. So yes, I'm not a lover of the amount of commentary around his defending, because I just think that's negated by all of the positive stuff he does going forward. He's a world class attacker. He just happens to be playing right back, and while he's got to defend at times, he does a lot, but today he was an exception from a defensive point of view. And ultimately Neto did cause him some problems because of his low centre of gravity and his dribbling ability, but he stood up to the test and probably a little bit disappointed, and you can tell by him being taken off after 80 odd minutes. But Joe Gomez came on and done really well. So yeah, the setup of the team I think is definitely part of helping, and he's no longer going into silly areas in midfield, and although he's world class at it, he's more playing in his natural position, so it's a help.
What was it about Curtis Jones that you admired so much today?
Yeah, well, you think of his goal, and it's a great ball into the box. His first touch slightly got away from, but his second touch and the finish is brilliant. But he also had the penalty incident where he's arriving in that position. And what Liverpool did so well today is their midfield three, one of them always made a front four at times. It was mainly Szoboszlai, but Curtis Jones breaking into the box at different stages. The penalty incident that was turned over by VAR and the goal are two prime examples. But there was more than that. He also showed real leadership. You've seen Jordan Henderson has done it for this Liverpool team for years. Everyone has heard him screaming and shouting. And while Jones doesn't have that stature, he certainly has been around the club long enough, and he's a Liverpool boy in the sense of he's grown up around that club, and you can tell he's got leadership. You can tell he wants the force things. At one stage he was demanding Salah, going back to Trent. Salah gave come back and double up against Neto, and Salah had done it, to be fair, and reacted to it. So you're starting to see a bit of leadership from him, and they always say that good players who play in great teams go up another level or two, and he's gone up a level or two in the last couple of weeks, and he was exceptional today for the Liverpool team.
Just to finish, as we are running out of time, not enough time to talk about Kevin Keller, but he didn't have a huge amount to do. Can't be blamed for the goal, and the work he did with the ball at his feet was pretty good. We'll see more from him over the next few weeks. There'll be more chance to talk about him. Just to finish, it is early days, but are we looking at a Liverpool team that really can challenge Manchester City for the Premier League title?
Yeah, I think we are. I think we look at some of the other results. You look at their defensive record. You know, defences win league titles and strikers win matches. That's often been sort of a mantra around a lot of clubs. They don't look like conceding goals, again going back to Slot's way of being more compact.
3-8 so far this season.
That's huge. It's a huge record to have, and even the goal today will disappoint them. They'll ask questions. Van Dijk and Konaté just slightly out of sync, and they got punished by the run. Lazy leg by Konaté plays him onside, and he's just standing slightly different shape. He is offside. So small little margins to give away that goal, but Chelsea didn't have an onslaught. Defensively, from set pieces now, they look really, really strong. So it all is positive for Liverpool. Their tests have to come. They have to play Brighton twice before Christmas. They have to play Arsenal. They have to play Villa. Then they have a couple of tough games in Champions League football, Leverkusen and Leipzig, I think. And then they've got a five-day period where they play Real Madrid and Man City. So there's a lot of big games to come. People will say they haven't played the top sides yet, but hey, all you can do is beat the teams around you, and Liverpool have been really impressive, but today lacked a little bit of quality. That's fine, the manager will deal with that and move on.
Red Bull Leipzig, I wonder if there's anybody there that could give Liverpool or some inside information on Liverpool. I don't know if any about you. Anyway, thanks a million for that.
Thank you.